And good morning. It is 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Cindy Edwards with the Haim Center and Dr. S.R. Thorward, a psychiatrist at Search, here to talk about a new partnership between Haim's and Search, featuring S.R. for the first Wednesday for a health series. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Good morning.
Well, this is the 10-week Doc Talk series. Kicks off, I think, this coming Wednesday, right?
That's correct. 7 p.m. at the Haim Center.
7 p.m. at the Haim Center. And Dr. Thorward, you're going to be talking about seasonal affective disorder.
Absolutely. And at the right time of the year, because October through March is when Sitkans are most vulnerable to having seasonal affective disorder.
The rains really start to come down. We're losing light really quickly, over 4 minutes a day, and it could get a little tough out there.
It does. It's a disorder that's very much geographically distributed. At the equator, it basically doesn't exist. But as you move north, by the time you get to northern Florida, 1% of the population has definite symptoms of seasonal affective disorder from year to year. And by the time you get up to Alaska, we're at 10% plus. So Sitka is in the belt for having the difficulty, and if people recognize it, then they can learn what to do about it.
What do you think some of the major challenges are for people to recognize and get help for this?
Well, I think the biggest problem is that people are familiar enough with having less energy in the winter, and there's not as much time to get outside, that they tend to just write the symptoms off and not realize that they have things that have gotten to a stage where they actually can do things to make themselves feel better. In fact, only one-third of the people that suffer from depression ever ask for any treatment or help at all. And our job is to let people know, hey, when you're feeling down and out, it's because you may really be biologically down and out, and there's things you can do.
So I think people may hear often, just get over it. It's not a big deal. So you think stigma might come into play?
Stigma is definitely a part of it. Better than it was, as it used to be, that not even 10% of patients with depression would seek treatment. And that was as true as recently as about 10, 15 years ago. Now we're up to where not 10%, but almost 33% seek treatment. But that means two-thirds of people with treatable symptoms of depression still never ask for help.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about SAD, seasonal affective disorder, in the talk you're going to give. But first, I'd like to talk about this partnership a bit between Haim's and Search. This is a 10-week Doc Talk series. It happens every Wednesday or every other Wednesday?
Every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.
Okay. And how did this come about?
You know, I think that little by little, we've been doing partnerships with Search along the route, some different programs with healthy wellness and balanced lifestyle. And I think that Search has just had this real passion and commitment to the community and wanting to reach out and do some work ahead of the patient actually coming into the office, like do the work before that moment happens so that we can educate and empower people. And I think between that passion and then the Haim Center passion for community health and wellness, and we have a broad scope in our mission statement, we really want to reach out in any possible way that we can to help with health on a spiritual, mental, physical, whatever level we can. And in a small town, we can really make a difference. So they contacted us, and we are ecstatic to host and be the site where this all happens, because that's really what the place is about. And so many folks are giving up so much of their life and sacrificing to make the Haim Center happen. So to have this partnership is a dream come true. So it's a wonderful opportunity, and I'm so excited. I look at the list coming up, and there's actually 11 talks ahead of us, and they are all so perfect. And they're free to the public. So anybody can come and glean wisdom from these phenomenal professionals for an hour every Wednesday night.
So every Wednesday is going to be a health professional from Search coming to talk about a different topic. What are some of those other topics?
Well, pediatric safety is one. Looking forward to how to prevent hearing loss, preventing activity-related injuries. There's a talk on osteoarthritis, heart-healthy eating, looking at type 2 diabetes, looking at scanning and advancements in imaging technology. There's just, it's a broad scope of things. And I can't imagine, it seems like every single person in our town is affected by every single one of these topics in some way.
The list was really developed by sitting down at Search and thinking about what are the general questions that patients often ask when they come in? What are the things that they want to know about how to manage at home? And so we put that list together and said, who knows enough about this to try to do some education for our community? And we lined up and picked our slots, and I think we're going to have a really crackerjack program for the community.
Well, and how does this meet Search's mission?
Well, our mission ultimately is to create a healthy community that is having the best possible health. The more healthy people we have in the community, the more we've met our mission. The last ditch part of our work is to help somebody recover from being sick. The better part of our work is what we can do to recognize things early if they happen, and even more important, how to prevent them before they happen.
And you're the kickoff presentation.
I'm the kickoff presentation. I think they wanted to see how the psychiatrist would survive first, and if he made it healthy, then they'd go ahead and get in the water also.
Well, and as you mentioned, it is a very relevant topic.
Yes.
Right now. In general, I don't want to take all the surprise and excitement out of your talk, but can we talk a little bit about what some solutions to dealing with SAD might be?
Yeah, there's been a lot of research done about this over the last 25 years or so, and there are two very effective interventions. One has to do with using antidepressant medication, and the other has to use with the appropriate application of full-spectrum light, basically creating artificial sunlight and getting enough exposure on a daily basis that you're able to back the symptoms down. Light is why it doesn't tend to occur in the equator, and dark is why it does tend to occur when you live in beautiful Sitka, Alaska.
And as so many of us know, when you get off the rock during the winter and go somewhere sunny, you just feel so much better.
Oh, yeah. That 2 weeks away makes the real difference.
And so most people in Sitka are probably low on vitamin D. What role does that play?
Well, vitamin D is part of the pathway that helps initiate the metabolism of the actual chemicals, the neurotransmitters in our brain that are necessary to be energized, to have a good energetic outlook and a positive outlook. And when those systems begin to become depleted, then the energizing arousal neurotransmission by chemicals in the brain begins to fall off, and the result is biological depression.
And supplementing with vitamin D, is that helpful?
If supplementing with vitamin D is a very, very important part of it, but vitamin D alone doesn't completely replace light. And some groups are, in fact, most racial groups are very, very susceptible to this. The only isolated population that doesn't seem to suffer much from SADs are Icelanders. So, interestingly, their biology has been able to adapt to the same latitudes that we live in. But unless we're Icelandic, the rest of us need to get our vitamin D, we need to get our light, and if that's not proving sufficient, then we need to get some help to have the energy we're supposed to have during the winter.
And also exercise, can that help as well?
Exercise also helps. Cindy and I were just talking about that. It actually increases the same chemicals that we target with our medications. The effect is not quite as strong. So if you're seriously depressed, exercise alone will not take you out of it. But in any level of depression, exercise always will help.
So the format for Wednesday's talk, what's it going to look like?
People will gather, and we'll have probably 20 to 30 minutes of formal presentation at each talk, and then have time for about 20 to 30 minutes of questions and answers. And often, a lot of the best learning comes from the question and answer period. The formal presentations, some of us can drone on and get a little bit monotone, but when you have that interaction with the audience, that's when the best learning happens.
Okay, well, so this is every Wednesday for 10 weeks, 7 o'clock at the Hames Center, one-hour talks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we'll have there'll be healthy snacks and refreshments there as well. So that's a helpful piece. And you can go online on HamesCenter.com and see the full spectrum of what's coming, or just keep in touch. Just come. Just come. Every Wednesday night from 7 to 8, just come on down.
Okay. Yep. Great. Well, thank you both very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having us.
Melissa.
We've been speaking with Dr. S.R. Thorward with Search. He's a psychiatrist, and Cindy Edwards with the Haim Center. Search and the Haim Center has started a new partnership, a 10-week Doc Talk series. Dr. Thorward's going to be the first one this Wednesday on seasonal affective disorder, 7 p.m.